is The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, now, my friend, what do we got going on over there? Looks like you got yourself an avocado.
Yep, we're on top of my salad. Avocado, chickpeas, tomato, cucumbers.
Yeah, they love avocado on the salad.
So do I.
Avocado salad.
Cobb salad, you throw it right on you. I should buy more avocados. Sometimes they're all hard. You got to wait.
Oh, I buy. You can buy the ones that are already ripe in a bag. So I buy a bag a week, and it comes with like six or seven.
Yeah,
so
I got to feel them, though. I'm not trusting no bag. You know what I mean? I don't buy bagged oranges or apples because, in a bag, like plastic bag from some other place in the country, because I just can't guarantee they're any good.
It's in a netted bag.
The net ones.
Oh, the net bag. Okay, right.
It's a net bag,
right.
And you can actually touch.
Feel it.
No, your nut bag. Your net bag.
I understand that. I don't have a net around my nuts, but thank you for...
It's nice to have them already ripe.
That's it right up.
Let's try it. Try it. You don't know, man. You might like it. Well, welcome, everybody. Roadkill had to leave. He's got to go home for an appointment and such.
Get some hot water.
Yeah, he wants that hot water back, which is always nice.
And cold water.
But welcome to the Buzz 24-7, some of the things. There was one, we did a little segment with the talk back. You know what I mean? Where we play the clips and people leave messages, because we got into this conversation and it's nothing you don't know, but it's funny to hear the differences between men and women when it comes to their appreciation of breasts, because women love breasts. They have them, right? Of course, they're beautiful, right? Men, we're friggin' morons. You know, we drool over them. You know what I mean? We get a chance to look at them. We just don't glance. We oogle. You know what I mean? I don't leer. I try never to Google, but I will certainly glance, because I am a human being. Yeah. I'm a man. Quick glance. Like Mark Zuckerberg at the inauguration.
I still got to watch that, because you said...
Just click on Google, and it's a still pic, and you'll see...
What are you looking at?
He's looking at Sanchez, one of the other... Lauren Sanchez, I think is her name. And she had a low cut cleavage, very lovely woman. And he was kind of looking down over the shoulder.
Oh, somebody else's wife. Is it Bezos' wife?
Wife. That's who it was. Yeah. So, forgive me if I forgot Jeff Bezos' wife. I forgot the connection. But anyway, there's a picture, and he's staring right down at her blouse.
At
you know,
boobs.
Is what it is, yeah. So we got into that conversation, right, about how men... appreciate it. And the ladies were talking about, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Well, it's not true.
Right.
You know, it's just clearly not true. And one guy called and he said, you know, well, for Kayla, picture you walk into a pet store and there's a basket of free kittens. They're not all the same, even though there's a basket full of them. And Laura, you walk into a store and you see, you know, all these dresses on sale for $5. All those dresses aren't the same. And that's a great way to look at it. Right?
Made perfect sense.
It made perfect sense to us. And then some people, you know, took it in a different direction that probably we did. We could have played it on the air, but it came in later after we were done. But I'll give it to you because you're a 24-7 listener, and I think you deserve it.
You know, some people say you've seen two, you've seen them all. But I really think it's about the nipple. Because there's such variance in the nipples, it really needs to be talked about. And if you don't talk about the nipple, it's really pointless.
I get it. Like that was a long
this guy's
walk.
A scientist.
Yeah, he was a scientist. That was a long walk for the joke. But he sounded like he took the nipples very very seriously. This guy, not so much.
I can assure you, all boobs are not beautiful.
I think it was one of the girls that said they were all beautiful. You know.
Really did?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some with whatever. I mean, men are certainly worse than women.
I'd say in their own way, I think they're still all beautiful.
Yes, Kelly. Okay, you're not running for a pageant.
You know,
you're not running for Miss America.
May not think all women and boobs are beautiful.
I didn't say it. Yeah. I didn't say that they weren't. I think it's a valid point, though. You know, just like not every man's testicles are good looking.
I disagree with that too. In their own way,
yeah,
they're all beautiful.
Yeah, they're not. They're not good looking. Yeah, I mean, I got them. You got to admit. Right, Laura, the male genitalia, not
most trim. Looking tight and looking right.
Are you waiting to speak? Your mic is on.
I can't believe that you would just say that when it's all trimmed, it's tight and looking right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you think it's beautiful.
I saw a woman at the Halloween party came up to me and said, I know Laura says that no penis is attractive. She goes,
is she talking like that?
I find them attractive.
That's because she was hitting on you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think she was.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
A woman walks up to you and says, I love the look of penis, and you don't think it's a hit?
Yeah,
penises.
That's all.
What would a woman think if you walked up and said, I love you? Let me tell you something. I love boobs.
Well,
we talk about a lot of funky things on the radio.
I know. But a woman who walks up to you and says, I just want you to know that I love the way a man's penis looks. You don't at all think,
Maybe a missed opportunity.
I have zero game, and even I can recognize that as a possible hit. Kayla! I need a backup on this, right?
We need a backup.
I can just picture
Kelly standing in the mirror naked, just being like, yeah, that's beautiful. You are beautiful,
sir. A couple beers in the old station when I go in there and, you know,
take care of the business and dress trim it up.
You got it going on, pal.
Yeah, but a woman walks up to you and says that to you, man. I mean, was she attractive?
Yes.
You could have moved on her. Quick survey question.
That means she wants you.
Survey question. Sure. So we were talking about. I played this clip of a guy
amazed
that
you.
Just left a. I was going back to the boob thing because there was one clip on the talkback that we did not air. All right. We could. It's not like dirty, but it came in like an hour after the thing. Okay, right, exactly. So here.
I can assure you, all boobs are not beautiful.
Oh, no, not that one. This one right here.
You know, some people say you've seen them all, but I really think it's about the nipple because there's such variance in the nipples. It really needs to be talked about. If you don't talk about the nipple, it's really pointless.
Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah. It's such variance in the
pointless. So from that, we went to talk about, you know, how
areolas are different.
Well,
nipples
that women are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we moved on to guys.
Guys.
Oh. And why did you call me in here?
Well, because Kelly, says when it's all trimmed up and tight and looking right, yeah, it's beautiful.
Women would find it attractive.
And then he goes,
not all women.
A woman came up to me during the Halloween party and said,
You know how Laura says she doesn't find the penis really attractive or the male anatomy? She said, well, I do.
And I'm like, hello.
That means she wanted you.
Oh, my God.
Kelly,
that was an open door.
All
you had to do was take one tiny step.
About a lot of things on the radio.
That was an open door. You could have easily slid right in.
You could have went and used my basement with her.
Yep.
You said
100%. I didn't give you my hotel room.
She didn't walk up to all of us and say it. She walked up to you alone on purpose because she wanted you to know she's interested in yours.
I don't know.
You got to hit me on the head with a 2x4, and I get
Kelly. That's like the girl that you meet up with in spring break, and you were like, "I touched her butt." That's about
it. Can I ask you a question?
Like, come on.
When she said it, was she actually holding your testicles?
No.
Oh, just checking.
Did she touch you at all?
She was laughing.
Yeah.
Did she touch your arm? Like, was there any physical contact that happened?
No. She totally wanted you.
Oh, yeah, she wanted that.
100%, Kelly.
Anyway, let's move on to something.
I'm just saying, this is great.
I'm glad I came in now.
I'm just simply saying, even I know that was a move.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I would have said, I'm just saying.
Doesn't mean you have to do it, but you could have.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, we walked you through a lot of stuff. Maybe you haven't been in, like, the game in a while, or maybe you've never been in the game, because obviously, back to your college days, you weren't in the game either.
I wasn't in the game in college.
So,
me either.
And I don't know if you're really in the game now. Maybe we could help you get a little.
Not in the game now, no.
We can.
Kayla just looked at me, she goes, I was in the game.
Listen.
Like, I feel like we could coach you a little bit and tell you, like, hey, that's easy picking right there.
An hour later, I thought.
We are great wing women. I can get you laid tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tonight.
We're okay.
We can.
Yeah, they watch out for you. And
I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Laura ran interference for Scotty during his heyday.
Because she knows.
But I set him up with some good ones too. And then, some others.
And he got the best one.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly. But anyway, that's just like, hey, I just want you to know I really love the look of penis. Pretty good opening line.
Do you think a woman is going to come up to you and just say that without having any...
preface it with, Laura thinks she's right all the time.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It might have been, clearly, but I didn't think it was at the time.
Later tonight. He's going to go home and he's going to sit there and he's going to be cooking dinner or sitting down to watch TV, or he's going to be laying in bed and he goes, and this is what he's going to say. Fuck.
I could have got some.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's what you're
going to
say.
He didn't, the thing is, he didn't even swing. It's not like he swung and he missed. No, he just didn't even, Kelly, it was a meatball.
Sometimes you don't want to swing for a while.
Let me just tell you something. That's fair. I would muff that up. Yeah. I'm no good at that clue, that thing. I miss it. Come
right
out. I would screw it up. I would screw it up because I would miss it just like you. So I'm not holding that against you. I'm just telling
you. You wouldn't miss that.
It was what it was. No, but I'd freak. I'd be like,
you'd panic, but you wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. I'm not cool enough.
Two different things.
I'm not cool enough. You know what I mean? I've never been cool enough to.
Stop it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm cool, but that's the one thing that turns me from cool to like idiot. Like, boom. As soon as Valerie and I were really good friends, and as soon as I decided I was going to ask her to, like, we were friends.
As soon as you decided she was yours.
To ask her out, right? To ask her out officially on a date, I stood at the register at the store she was working at for like a half an hour before I got up the nut to say, hey, you want to have dinner?
Yeah.
It's all I had to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you want to have dinner? Like, nowadays,
that's a great
I wouldn't even think twice about asking her out. I'd say, honey, you want to have dinner? And she'd say,
first.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen. I'm like, right, yeah, let's have dinner. So it doesn't faze me as much anymore. But anyway, yeah, there's...
Oh, Kel, do we just find out about this?
Just found out now.
Just
right
now.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I'd known that night.
I knew I'd get some grief.
We would have facilitated that. No heartbeat. Done. Easy. You're already there.
I want you to know.
She finds that part of your body sexy. That means go...
She's just saying in general.
Okay. And so that means give me a peek because I want. Yeah. Oh my!
I don't know for sure. Maybe I'd like to find out if I think that it's as nice as I think it is.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad sometimes.
Me too.
I gotta tell you, Greg, I just love penis.
Nobody says that. I just think they're the most beautiful things on the planet. Really? That was a keeper.
Couldn't be uglier. Could not be uglier. Like, really, the penis? Yeah, not
this
pretty.
Isn't a me sexuality thing. It's just
they're not
that
pretty.
Attractive.
Yeah. But yes, Kelly.
Women that find it attractive.
You no,
one. Yeah, and you skipped on one.
You're
obviously there are.
Yeah, you're finding the act of what it does attractive.
Well, I think there's some women that actually like the way it looks.
And you're right. Probably they
not more than 50%, but I bet you it's
50%.
I would say it's lower than that. But they can love it. They just might not like the way it looks.
I think we love what it does. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it just doesn't. I mean, it's look at it.
You never go, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's gay dudes that are listening to this going, I like the look of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
To
Kelly's point, I'm sure there are people.
Sure, of course.
That's fine. But it's like.
But gay or straight, if you walk up to a guy and go, I like the look of penis. That's a hit. They're hitting on you.
Yes.
Okay, we talked about it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Kelly's over it.
I just want you to be ready the next time.
Morning Buzz.
Because after we do
Bruise and Booze 2025, we got you.
After this hits, probably going to happen again. I want you to be ready.
Kelly at morningbuzz.com.
Now he's really uncomfortable.
They might be soliciting some D-picks from you.
I wasn't trying to make you uncomfortable.
I don't have any of those.
Don't do those.
They want. Don't. They might want you to do those.
Don't do it. Kelly?
It's okay. You can trust certain people.
I know. No, you can't. You can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Oh, everybody does it. No. I don't care.
You just put one of those special folders on your phone so nobody can find them.
Yeah, nobody ever
it looks
finds
like
it.
A calculator, but really it's just titties.
Yeah. that's very, very smart. Don't do it. Guys, don't do it. It's a trap. It is a trap. That's all there is to it. So, anyway. Greg, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I'll just sit over here and watch a wink. All right. Well, anyway, we're done with
it. Well, I'm glad I got involved in this.
Well,
that was
because
fun.
He wasn't, he didn't think it was a hit. He didn't think
it was you were getting hit on.
It was a possibility. I'm not still sure it's 100%.
Okay.
She was laughing and she wanted to give Laura some grief, but certainly it was a possibility.
Okay. All right.
At least you can admit that. We'll take that.
All right. Well, it's Thursday, folks. And I just want Kay to have you chime in on that. Because
penis talk, I'm in.
Well, I mean, you've always been a big fan of it when it happens. So
anytime you need my
there it is.
Info.
Right there. Okay, it's time. We're going to switch. We're going to go from the, what is it, the eggplant section over to the rest of the grocery store.
Cooking on a budget.
Lord,
yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget.
About to save you money.
Now, Lord, says that full price, that's just for fools, cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
So if you want if you want to look at all the stuff in writing, if something flies by and you say, what'd she just say? Just go to morningbuzz.com, go to Laura's page. She's already got it posted up there. Even as you're hearing this right now, you can go read it there and see what's on sale. So Laura has it for you, cooking on a budget.
I do. Okay. Well, Greg, we're going to start off with your food of the week. And you're into oat milk now. There's two different sales. One's at Shaw's for your Planet oat milk.
Yeah.
And that one is for $3. Or Chobani oat milk, which they have a variety. They have vanilla, they have original, they have extra creamy at Market Basket for $3.49.
I just started trying. I know it's non-dairy. Caitlin's girlfriend is a, well, she's got like lactose issues and stuff. So, yeah, so I tried it, and it's good.
Oh, it is. It does make things like a thicker, creamier.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty good.
There are, so you have a couple choices in your oat milk this week. Kelly, beer sales of the week. Lord Hobo, Zero Gravity, Woodstock, Night Shift. I love Night Shift. $14.99 for your 12-pack. Right, also at Market Basket, Founders and Goose Island, $15.99 for your 15-pack. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. I know he's trying to be healthy, but once in a while I got to throw him a bone. This week at Market Basket, Honey Dip Donuts, $3.59 for the 4-pack.
Not helping him.
Well, no, last week I gave him like a really, really good granola bar that was packed with protein.
Oh, he gave me one of those.
Oh, that was the junk list. Yeah, the junk lists are great.
Yep.
So, Kayla, picky food sale of the week. You're going to send Cassin to Market Basket because your Hillshire Farm snacking plates,
nice.
They come with, you know, the salami and
love
the cheese.
It. It's like my own charcuterie board.
Right. It's only $2.69 each, so you're saving yourself some money.
Thank you.
Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. Go on over there for your boneless chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Your chicken leg quarters or drumsticks, 99 cents a pound. Gulf of Maine, all natural Atlantic salmon, $8.99 a pound. Your Haas avocados or your red mangoes are 89 cents each this week. Mandarins, $3.99 for your 3-pound bag. Nature's Promise organic salad blends, $2.99. Your Utz potato chips, $2.42. Doritos tortilla chips, only $2.99. Jumbo chicken wings, $2.99 a pound. Pork tenderloin, $2.99 a pound. Your shank portion ham, $1.49 a pound. Dry rub pork tenderloin, two for $10. That's on sale at a couple different places this week. St. Louis style pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. Tri-tip sirloin roast, $7.99 a pound. And your blueberries, two for $5. Now we'll go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. California navel oranges, $2.99 for the 4-pound bag. Blueberries there, only $1.95. Washington extra fancy cosmic crisp apples, $2.49 a pound. Cucumbers, 59 cents each. Whole white mushrooms, $1.29. Barbecue seasoned chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Ahi tuna steaks, $8.99 a pound. Chicken drum, $6.89 a pound. Butterfly lamb leg, $6.49 a pound. And your 3-pack sweet snack selects, which Kayla, you would also like. It's cheese, nuts, berries, crackers.
Love it.
And little snack packs, $2.39 at Aldi. Now let's go over to Shaw's. Your sales will begin on Friday. We have the For You sale where you need the app. Your beef eye of round, bottom round, or top round roast, $3.97 a pound. Russet potatoes, yellow onions, baby carrots, only $1.97. You have your cuties, your mandarins, and your navel oranges on sale for $2.97 a pound. Cooked or raw shrimp, we have $4.97 a pound. Purdue Roaster or Signature Farms drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters. They do limit you to two for 99 cents a pound. Nabisco Premium Crackers, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, your Lay's potato chips, your tortilla chips, Planters peanuts, and your Bachman snacks, $2.27. General Mills cereal, Nature Valley granola bars, Betty Crocker fruit shapes, $1.97. Lucerne bar, shredded or sliced cheese, only $1.97. Your frozen signature select pizza, $3.77. If you do go for a frozen pizza, the Shaw's not bad. They have a bunch of different varieties, and at $3.77, it's always good to keep some in the freezer late night. Pull them out.
Can't remember the last time I've had frozen pizza. Just usually go get it, or it's a brat, or
yeah. I don't.
We'll do a frozen pizza every now and again. It's just easy.
I leave on vacation and somebody house sits, so I stock the freezer with all like freezer snacks. She's in college, so I figure frozen pizzas and things like that easy for them. But like Miller Lite, Coors Light, 30 packs, only $15.99 with your $5 digital rebate. Other deals at Shaw's: Coho salmon fillet, $7.99 a pound. Hormel marinated pork loin, $4.99. Oscar Mayer bacon, $4.99. Iceberg lettuce and 4-count tomatoes, 2 for $3. Your Hood ice cream or novelties, 2 for $6. Entenmann's Little Bites, those mini muffins, buy one, get one free. Donut holes in the bakery, 2 for $3. And your sub rolls featuring sourdough, French, Asiago, and everything in their bakery, 2 for $4. Now we'll go to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday. Sirloin steak tips, $8.99 a pound, which is great. I was into Market Basket yesterday. Refused to buy the steak tips because they were $10.99 a pound. Wait until Sunday, $8.99 a pound. Fresh chicken breasts, $2.49 a pound. Your Rana fresh pasta with a bunch of varieties, 2 for $5. Green beans, 99 cents a pound. Your European cucumbers, $1.29 each. Farmhouse Pepperidge Farm bread and rolls, 2 for $5. Great deal. Also, your minute rice on sale this week where you're saving a lot, $3.99.
Fascinating.
I don't know how she
fresh
does it.
Express chop kits, 2 for $5 with 17 varieties. So if you are in a health kick, go to Market Basket this week. Plus, Happy Lunar New Year. It is the year of the snake. The actual New Year is coming up on Wednesday, January 29th. Tons of the Asian foods on sale, your crab rangoons and your dumplings. There's so many great deals. The link to the flyer is right on my page. You can check it all out. Because of this, on Sunday, for my football Sunday, I am doing homemade ramen bowls. I'm also doing scallion pancakes, and I'm doing Korean barbecue meatballs. Cooking for football last week, ranch sausage phyllo cups, that recipe is up there, and Parmesan garlic bites, that recipe is up there.
Well, there you go.
Morningbuzz.com.
It's crazy.
I don't know where the oxygen goes into her lungs, because I don't think it's like through her mouth or her nose. Like, I think she has like an oxygen tube that's just somehow inserted in her, because I don't know how you can rattle that off so well.
Harry Potter, something like the gillyweed allows you to breathe underwater.
She breathes through the gills.
Yeah, something like that going on there. But nicely done, Laura. Nicely
done. Amazing.
Get it all at morningbuzz.com, and I hope the rest of you enjoy the day. And Kelly, I hope you're much more in tune with people who are throwing their vaginas at you.
Okay. Thought is not on that. Okay. It's on the person inside.
I know you are.
What?
I know. Inside the vagina. But I don't want to get into that. Okay. Well, have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.